Thank you for listening to the Fail-Safe Moment. Grab a cup of coffee and let's join Rob Statham for another informative discussion helping people learn from things that go wrong.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining me for Fail-Safe Moments. Today, I'd like to talk to you, I guess I should introduce myself, Rob Statham. I'm president of Fail-Safe Network, and we help people learn from things that go wrong. Today, I'd like to talk to you about evidence, and not just any evidence. I'd like to talk to you specifically about people. There are three forms of evidence. People evidence, people know things. There's physical evidence, the manifestation of whatever happened that you know that you had an incident. And then there's also records. We call them paper, right? People, physical, paper, the three forms of evidence. And records certainly can be electronic, various modes. But people, we know that people are the most important form of evidence because, now you may not agree with what I'm about to say, but I want you to listen. People know everything. If you would attend our 4-day latent cause experience, you would understand that people know everything. We spend a little more time explaining this, so I'm not going to take the time to explain this, but I can certainly present it to you as what we believe is true, that people do know everything. I did not say one person knows everything. That's never the case. It's the aggregate of what people know that people know everything. And I also did not say that people will share everything they know. In fact, that's one reason people evidence is the most important. They know everything, but they're also wary about who they share their knowledge with. If they're afraid for any reason, in other words, if they work in a culture where blame is rampant, they will have little to no incentive to share with you what they do know. They don't want to be subject to being ostracized, blamed, shamed, all the things that go along with that. And they're good people. That's the number one asset any organization has, is honestly its people. Therefore, they don't want to share if they think one of their coworkers are going to have a hammer fall on them. So I just have to put those things out there. If you don't understand that, call me. I'd love to talk to you more about it. But I want to get to how are you going to gather people evidence? I wanted to talk to you today about how to interview people, because this is critical if you want to get good evidence when you are trying to do an investigation. And we have a very effective way to help you approach people and to interview people. I've already alluded to part of it to begin with. You have to make it clear up front, i.e. your management has to make it clear up front that blame is off the table. You have to ban blame. If people are afraid, they're not going to talk to you. And I'll be honest with you, when someone calls me and wants me to do an investigation, I don't want to talk to people if they're afraid. That's not my purpose. Are you serious about wanting to learn from what went wrong? Well, let's actually roll up our sleeves and get down into this and learn. That, by saying that, I'm saying let's all Be on the same page. Let's all look at what happened, why it happened, how it happened, and what part we all contributed to it. Because that's the bottom line. We influence each other and we all contribute to what goes right. Our success is attributable directly to the people involved. And unfortunately, when something goes wrong, we also contribute to that. And we need to learn from it, not run from it or avoid it. So that's step one. You have to ban blame. And then when you're going to talk with someone, you're going to interview someone, you want to have a discussion. You want to learn what they've learned, right? Think of people as sponges. They absorb things through their senses, right? Things they saw, heard, smelled, felt. And you want to go to that sponge and wring out what they absorbed. You want to understand what they absorbed. That think of it, get that in your mind to start with. And we have a very effective way on how to interview people. You want to show up where they work, as close to where they work as they can, in a place, a setting they're comfortable, preferably one-on-one. I do my best to never interview multiple people. If the union's involved and someone would like representation, by all means, I want them to be comfortable. I certainly want that. I don't want three people from an investigative team to show up to interview one person. That does not make people comfortable. I hope you understand what I'm saying. Quickly, just introduce yourself. Let them know the purpose of what you're doing. You're here to learn. This isn't about blame. And ask them how long they've been there. What do they do? Understand their perspective, right? What's their job? How long have they been doing it? How long have they been in the industry? They may be a long-time experienced person in the industry, but new to that unit. You don't know. So figure that out. This takes very little time. Make sure you're recording it. And by recording it, I mean writing notes. I would never suggest that you use a recorder or your phone to record an interview. That makes people incredibly uncomfortable. And it also adds time to your interview because now everything that you've recorded, you have to go back and listen to again to take notes to finally write it down. So just take notes where they're at comfortably and figure out who they are, who you're talking to, and then think of a timeline. Think about when they started, and they may skip all sorts of time. Get them up to walk you through what happened before the incident and their perspective. Walk them right through the incident on the timeline, and you just listen. If they slow down, you just say, "And then what?" And then what? And they'll keep talking. If there's something you don't understand, you can ask them about it. If they jump over something that you know about, I don't go, "Wait a minute, didn't you skip something?" I never say that. I just back them up on the timeline. I go, "You said right before break time, what would you go over that again? What was your experience?" And I just get them back on the timeline and they start talking to me again. And that's a very effective way to interview people because you're letting people talk and tell you what they've absorbed. People actually want to share their story if they're not afraid it's going to hurt them or their family or the people they work with. You'll see they really do want to share this with you. And once they've done that, I always like to ask everyone I talk to, based on their experience, from what they know, why do they think this happened? Again, they have something in their mind. They've been working on this a lot in their mind, trying to figure it out too. Ask them, They're right there on site. Those are the people that you want to get their opinion. And it may be an opinion and it may be based on evidence, but go ahead and gather it. That's what you want. And we always close then. I like to bring closure to an interview. When I'm talking with someone, I always like to tell them, thank you, I appreciate this. The last question, please forget about this incident. What is it like being you? If we were to switch places, if I were to be in your shoes and have your experience doing your job, what would that be like? What should I expect? I often tell people, what will I tell my wife when I go home at night? And it gives people an opportunity to share what it's like being them, and they'll usually tell you, you're going to be happy. This is a really good job. But they'll also then start to give you a glimpse into the way we are and things that frustrate them. Things that frustrate people are usually pointing to cultural issues. We call those things latency, and it's always a good idea to understand the underlying way we are that's contributing to problems. And that's how we interview people. It's very effective. You don't have to take a 3-month course. You don't have to be a behavioral psychologist to interview people. All you need to do is be willing to listen and do your best to stand in the gap and just record and represent what people tell you. Don't try to interpret it. Don't try to judge it. Just write down what people share with you. It's a very effective way in how to interview people to help understand why something went wrong. So that's what I had for you today. I wanted to talk to you about how to interview people. If you have questions, feel free to get a hold of me via the website, email, or LinkedIn. And I just want to thank you for your time. I appreciate everyone that takes the time to listen to the podcast. I hope you're getting something out of it. Please leave some comments and let us know topics you might like to hear about in future podcasts. Thanks for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Failsafe Moment. We'd love to hear from you. Share your comments and questions below or contact us through our website, www.failsafe-network.com. Once again, that's www.failsafe-network.com. Until next time, have a great day.